Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Avraham Gold Har and there was Zechus Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel. The first parak Kolknuye. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara on the bottom Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis brought a brisa, which taught if one says Hari Elayka Bechor, this meat is like a bechor towards me. Rabbi Yaakov forbids the meat to devour, but Rabbi Yudah permits it. After rejecting the suggestion that this machlokas is related to Rami Bar Chama's question regarding one who says that an item should be like the meat of a shlamim after the zrika of the blood, the Gemara here clarifies the basis of the dispute. What is Rabbi Yehuda's reason for permitting the item that was linked with the Bechor? The Pasuk states, Ki yidor, if a man vows a neder, Ashi yidor b'davar ha-nadur. The repetitive phrase implies that a neder, through association, does not work unless one associates with something vowed. Lafuke Bechor d'davar asur, to exclude a Bechor, which is something that is inherently prohibited. The Ron explains that since a Bechor is automatically sanctified as an offering from birth, it's considered a davar asur, an inherently prohibited object. Rabbi Yaakov, who forbids the article, disagrees, as the pasuk states Lashem to Hashem, Larabos Davar Asur, which includes an association with something prohibited, referring to a Bechor. The Gemara brings a brisa that explains that we learn from the pasuk Hazachar Takdish, the male shall you consecrate, Shemitzvah Lahakdisho, that it's a mitzvah to consecrate the Bechor verbally. Rabbi Yudah responds that the Bechor would be sanctified even if no such declaration was made, and is therefore not considered a Davra Nadur. Point number two, the Mishnah on Dav Yud Gemah Amabe states, if one says, Konam pi medaber imcha, Konam my mouth, which speaks to, Yadi osi imcha, my hand which works with you, Ragli mahalachis imcha, or my foot which walks with you, the neder is valid, and his friend is forbidden to benefit from these activities. The Gemara wonders how such a neder can be effective, since we learned that one area in which Shavuos are more stringent than Nedarim is, Shehashvuos chalos al dabar sheyesh bo mamash v'she'en bo mamash, ma she'en kein ben Nedarim, that oaths are effective both on that which is tangible and that which is intangible, as opposed to Nedarim. The Ron explains that a Shavuah takes effect on the Gavra, the person, and a person has substance, which is not the case with Nedarim, which takes effect on items, but not activities. How then can one prohibit speech and the others with a nether? The Gemara answers the mission speaking of one who said, Ye'esor piwa diburi, let my mouth be forbidden for my speaking with you. Yadai l'maseihem, my hand should be forbidden for their working with you. Or raglai l'hiluchan, my feet should be forbidden for their working with you. He thus has declared a nether on tangible items, which is effective. And point number three, the first mission in the second parak begins, Ve'el mutarin, these are the vows that are permitted, meaning they're ineffective. Among this list is one who says, Kubsar chazir, your food should be like pork to me, kavodos kol chavim, or like an idol, and several other examples. These illustrate the concept mentioned briefly earlier, that one who makes a neder of hatasa, linking, in which he declares an item to be like a forbidden one, it must be done with a dabra hanadur, a vowed item, meaning one which became prohibited through vowing, and not a dabra asr, an item inherently forbidden. Pork, idols, and the examples which fall in the Mishnah are all forbidden inherently without a person's declaration. The Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph will provide the source for this rule. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis brought a brisa which taught, if one says, Hari like a Bechor, this meat is like a Bechor towards me. Rabbi Yaakov forbids the meat to devour, but Rabbi Yehuda permits it. After rejecting the suggestion that this machlok is related to Rami Bar Chama's question regarding one who says that an item should be like the meat of a shlamim after the zrika of the blood, the Gemara here clarifies the basis of the dispute. What is Rabbi Yehuda's reason for permitting the item that was linked with the Bechor? The pasuk states, Ki yidor, if a man vows a neder, Ashi yidor b'davar ha-nadur. The repetitive phrase implies that a neder, through association, does not work unless one associates with something vowed. Lafuke Bechor d'davar asur, to exclude a Bechor, which is something that is inherently prohibited. The Ron explains that since a Bechor is automatically sanctified as an offering from birth, it's considered a davar asur, an inherently prohibited object. Rabbi Yaakov, who forbids the article, disagrees, as the pasuk states Lashem to Hashem, Larabos davar asur, which includes an association with something prohibited, referring to a Bechor. The Gemara brings a brisa that explains that we learn from the pasuk Hazachar Takdish, the male shall you consecrate, Shemitzvah Lahakdisho, that it's a mitzvah to consecrate the Bechor verbally. Rabbi Yehuda responds that the Bechor would be sanctified even if no such declaration was made, and is therefore not considered a Davra Nadur. Point number two, the Mishnah on Dav Yud Gemah Amabe states, if one says, Konam pi medaber imcha, Konam my mouth, which speaks to, Yadi osi imcha, my hand which works with you, Ragli mahalachis imcha, or my foot which walks with you, the neder is valid, and his friend is forbidden to benefit from these activities. The Gemara wonders how such a neder can be effective, since we learned that one area in which Shavuos are more stringent than Nedarim is, Shehashvuos chalos al dabar sheyesh bo mamash v'she'en bo mamash, ma she'en kein ben Nedarim, that oaths are effective both on that which is tangible and that which is intangible, as opposed to Nedarim. The Ran explains that a shvua takes effect on the gavra, the person, and a person has substance, which is not the case with nedarim, which takes effect on items, but not activities. How then can one prohibit speech and the others with a nether? The Gemara answers the Mishnah speaking of one who said, Ye esor piwa diburi, let my mouth be forbidden for my speaking with you. Yadai l'maasehem, my hand should be forbidden for their working with you. Or raglai l'hiluchan, my feet should be forbidden for their working with you. He thus has declared a nether on tangible items, which is effective. And pointing with you, the first Mishnah in the second parak begins, Ve'il mutarin, these are the vows that are permitted, meaning they're ineffective. Among this list is one who says, Kubsar chazir, your food should be like pork to me, kavodos kol chavim, or like an idol. And several other examples. These illustrate the concept mentioned briefly earlier that one who makes a nether of hatpasa, linking, in which he declares an item to be like a forbidden one, it must be done with a dabra hanadur, a vowed item, meaning one which became prohibited through vowing, and not a dabra asr, an item inherently forbidden. Pork, idols, and the examples which fall in the Mishnah are all forbidden inherently without a person's declaration. The Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Alf will provide the source for this rule. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard Simmon is a Bar Mitzvah boy. Our Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. The extremely nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who brought in Eli Bechor in as a prop for his pshato on Hare Eli Kebechor tried to get out of speaking by declaring, Kona my mouth, which speaks to you, and then wasn't sure if he could eat at the Suda because he blurted out, that which I eat of yours is like Chazir. So once again, slow motion. The extremely nervous Bar Mitzvah boy, Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be more Daf Yud Gimel. The extremely nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who brought Eli Bechor in as a prop for his pshat on Harei Eli Kebechor, which reminds us, the Gemara on the bottom Daf Yud Beis on Beis brought a b'raisa, which taught, if one says, Harei Eli Kebechor, this meat is like a Bechor towards me, Rabbi Yaakov forbids the meat to the vow, but Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rabbi Yehuda permits because a Bechor is a Davra Aser, inherently prohibited from birth, not a Davra Nadir, whereas Rabbi Yaakov forbids meat since the Pasuk says Lashem, and there's a mitzvah to verbally consecrate the Bechor. So the extremely nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who brought in Eli Bechor in as a prop for his pshato on Hare Eli Kebechor tried to get out of speaking by declaring, Konum my mouth, which speaks to you. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel on Beis states, if one says, Konum pi medaberimcha, Konum my mouth, which speaks to you, or my hand which works with you, or my foot which walks with you, then neder is valid and his friend is forbidden to benefit from these activities. The Gemara wonders how such a neder can be effective since nedarim do not take effect on activities since they aren't tangible. The Gemara answers the Mishnah speaking of one who said, let my mouth be forbidden for my speaking with you, or my hand should be forbidden for their working with you, or my feet should be forbidden for their walking with you. He thus declared a neder on tangible items, which is effective. So the extremely nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who brought Eli Bechor in as a prop for his pshato on Hare Eli Kebechor tried to get out of speaking by declaring, Konum my mouth, which speaks to you, and then wasn't sure if he could eat at the Suda because he blurted out, that which I eat of yours is like Chazir, which reminds us, the first mission, the second parak begins, Ve'il Mutarin, these are the vows that are permitted, meaning ineffective. Among this list is one who says, Kubasar Chazir, your food should be like pork to me, or like Avodas Kochavim, and several other examples. These illustrate the concept that one who makes a nether of hatpasa, linking, in which he declares an item to be like a forbidden one, it must be done with a dabra nadur, a vowed item, meaning one which became prohibited through vowing, and not a dabra asra, an item inherently forbidden. So once again, the extremely nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who brought in Eli Bechor in as a prop for his pshetel on Hare Eli Kebechor tried to get out of speaking by declaring, Konum my mouth, which speaks to you, and then wasn't sure if he could eat at the Seuda because he blurted out, that which I eat of yours is like Chazir. All right, now it's time to go to our four Blabat Chazara. Daf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The group of Rashaim sitting around drinking tea. That must be on Daf Tes, teapot. The group of Rishayim sitting around drinking tea and making nedarim, which reminds us, the Mishnah states as another example of Yadus Nedarim, if one says, Kenidri Rishayim, Nadu Benazur, Ubekar, Ubeshvua, like the vows of the wicked, he's made a neder to be a nazir or to bring a carbon or to effect an oath. This qualifies as a neder because it's within the practice of the Rishayim to make nedarim. If one says, Kenidri Kesherim, like the vows of the virtuous, it's not effective because it's not the practice of the virtuous to make nedarim. Still, if he said kinit vosam, like their pledges, the vow is effective because the ksherim do make pledges. So the group of Rishayim sitting around drinking tea and making nedarim were rebuked by the waiter who told them it's better to not vow at all than even to vow and pay, which reminds us, a pasuk in Kohelet states, Tova shelo titor mishetitor bo tishalim, it's better that you do not vow than vow and not pay. Rabbi Meir says, Tov mizeh umizeh she'enu noder kol iker, better than vowing and vowing and not paying is one who does not vow at all. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tov mizeh umizeh noder umishalim, Better than not vowing and vowing and not paying is one who vows and pays. The Ron explains that Reb Yudah's opinion is based on the previous pasuk, which says, Esther Shetidor Shalem, that which you vow, pay. So the group of Rashaim sitting around drinking tea and making Nedarim were rebuked by the waiter who told them it's better to not vow at all than even to vow and pay. But making a Nedava of Nazirus, like the handsome man with the long curly hair sitting in the corner next to the mirror, is totally acceptable, which reminds us of the story of Shimon HaTzadik and the handsome Nazir with beautiful hair. Daf Yud. So the Simur Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The pious members of a minion of Yidden, a minion of Yidden? That must be more on Daf Yud. The pious members of a minion of Yidden who pledged to become Nazirim, so they can bring a Chatas, which reminds us, Reb Yudah holds that it is virtuous to become a Nazir. As he said, Chassidim Rishonim Hei Misavim, Ahavim Karma Chatas, the early pious ones desire to bring a Karma Chatas, Lifi She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Tekal Yedem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring any stumbling through them, so they do not have their own Chatas obligations. Mayosim, what do they do instead? They would arise and pledge Nazirus to Hashem to become thereby obligated in the Karban Chatas to Hashem. So the pious members of a minion of Yidden, who pledged to become Nazirim, so they can bring a Chatas, were in shock when the rabbi called them sinners for abstaining from wine, which reminds us of Rabbi Shimon, however, disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda and said that the pious would not accept Nazirus, Kadesh lo yikru chotin, so they should not be called sinners, as it says, the keeper of Lavim Asher Chata al Nefesh, and the Kohen will atone for the Nazir for having sinned relating to the soul. The Gemara quotes a similar position, Velezer HaKapar, who added, the keeper Ezen Nefesh Chatazeh, regarding which soul did he sin? El Shatsir Atzmin and Yain. It's rather because he afflicted himself by abstaining from wine. So the pious members of a minion of Yidden who pledged to become Nazirim, so they can bring Achatas, were in shock when the rabbi called them sinners for abstaining from wine. Just as news broke out that the Chamim invented Kinnuim for Nidarim, lest people who should just say carbon will come to simply say Lashem, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that Kinnuim are Lashon Umos Hen. They are from the languages of other nations, whereas Reish Lakish said, Lashon Shabadulim Chacham Yos Noderbo. They are terms that Chamim invented to vow with. The Gemara explains Reish Lakish's opinion that the reason they created substitute terms rather than using the original term carbon was out of fear that a person may intend to say carbon Lashem and may say only Lashem to Hashem, thus saying Hashem's name in vain. Daf Yudalef. So the similar Daf Yudalef is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. The eccentric guide to the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, that must be on Daf Yudalef, stars. The eccentric guide to the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guest did not make an inference from his comment of not hulun, that which you eat, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Amud Beis taught that one who says l'chun she'ocholcha aser, not hulun should be that which you eat of yours, he is forbidden from eating his friend's food. L'chun is interpreted as l'chun, not hulun. The Gemara here explains that by saying it should not be chulun, it's inferred that it should be instead, like a carbon, and determines that the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, for it cannot be Rabbi Meir, for Rabbi Meir does not hold of miklal lav atashomeyehen, that from an inference of a negative, you hear a positive. So he would not consider this vow effective. So the eccentric guide to the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guest did not make an inference from his comment of not chulun, that which you eat. So instead he told them, carbon lo ochlo cha, which meant that because it's like a carbon you cannot eat, which reminds Rameer interprets the words carbon lo ochlo cha to mean carbon yehe lafikach lo ochlo cha, like a carbon your food should be, therefore I will not eat of yours. So the eccentric guide of the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guest did not make an inference from his comment of not chulun, that which you eat. So instead told them, carbon lo ochlo cha, which meant that because it's like a carbon you cannot eat, and then showed them a constellation that looked like the meat of a shlamim. After Zrika, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, Hari like kabatsu zivche shlamim lach zrika's dami mahu. If one said this should be to me like the meat of a carbon shlamim, after the Zrika of the blood, what is the halacha? The Gemara clarifies that the inquiry was made where a person had the meat of the shlamim after Zrika in front of him, and said about a second permitted item in front of him, zeh kezeh, this should be like this. The question is, bikaro kamatbis, is he linking the neder with its origin, meaning the primary state of the carbon, before the Zrika, in which it was prohibited, obeheter kamatbis, or is he linking the neder with its current permitted status? Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, that must be on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard side, which reminds us the Gemara attempted to bring a second proof to Rami Bar Chama's inquiry whether one is matbis his neder to an item in its original state of Isser or to its current state of Heter, from a brace which states that if one vows not to eat meat nor drink wine on a given day, ki yom shemes bo avi, like the day his father died, the neder is effective. The proof is rejected when the Gemara says the cases where the brothers had fasted every year on their father's yard side. So the 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard side got so hungry that they started to dream of eating kachalos aron ukutramasa, which reminds us the Gemara attempted a third proof from a Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, which states if one declares an item kachalos aron ukutramasa mutter, like aron's chala or like his truma, it's permitted. This is because they're considered a davra aser, an inherently forbidden item, as opposed to a davra nadur, an item prohibited through vowing. The Gemara infers that had he said katrumas lachme toda, like the truma of the breads of a carbon toda, meaning the four loaves separate from the 40 loaves to be given to the kohen, the vow would be effective because it's a davra nadur. The Gemara will come to reject the proof. So the 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard side got so hungry that they started to dream of eating kachalos aron ukutrumaso and decided to distract themselves by separating truma from their lachmei toda while it was still in its dough state, which reminds us the Gemara demonstrates how truma could be taken from lachmei toda while it's still in its dough state. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do the story of Shimon HaTzadik and the handsome Nazir with the beautiful hair? That's on daf. Task. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have Malchus Remeir of Yehuda? Whether a neder is effective when one says Hare Elayah Kebachor? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss a case where one says he will not eat or drink Ki Yom Shemes Bo Aviv, like the day his father died? That's on daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf when Rabbi Shimon holds that people who pledge Nazirus are chotim, they're sinners, since they're abstaining from wine? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 5. Which daf when the Mishnah which states, Lachun lo'ochlocha is not Rabbi Meir, for he does not hold up Mikvah lava tashomehen? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 6. Which of the Rabbi Yochanan holds, Kinuim were invented by the Chachamim so people will not come to simplify Lashem? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 7. Which of the when a neder does not work when one is matbis the neder to a davra aser, such as basar chazir, the flesh of a pig? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which of the when the Rabbi Yudah said that the Chassidim Rishon would pledge Nazira so they could bring achatus to Hashem? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 9. Which of the when a neder works if one said, cone my mouth from speaking with you? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which daf does the Gemara attempt to resolve Rami Bar Chama's inquiry from the Mishnah, where one uses the Lashon of Kachalos Aron Ukutrumaso in his neder? That's on daf. Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.